This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today is not only the first day of spring, but it's also National Agriculture Day. National Ag Day is organized by the Agriculture Council of America, a nonprofit organization composed of leaders in the ag, food, and fiber community, dedicating their efforts to increasing the public's awareness of agriculture's role in modern society. 2018 marks the 45th anniversary of National Ag Day, and this year's theme is Agriculture, Food for Life. Students from across the country are in Washington, D.C. this week advocating for the industry, and this morning we have a chance to visit with a U of I student from the WSMI listening area. Kara Brokamp of Morrisonville is on Capitol Hill today.
Yeah, so I'm out here. I came out here with AFA, which is Ag Future of America, and it's an organization that builds bridges between college students and the industry. We have relations with a ton of the top ag companies, and so they sponsored us to come out here. The past couple of days, we've been it's just been AFA students on our own. We've had lots of forums with people that work in D.C., both in the private industry and government. I had dinner last night with several folks from USDA, which was really interesting. And then we just met up with about 60 other students from 4-H, FFA, and Manners. And we're getting ready to start, like, the formal Ag Day program where we're going to learn, this afternoon we're going to learn more about advocating and congressional visits. And then tomorrow morning we're actually going to go to Capitol Hill and meet with the senators and House representatives. So,
well, sounds like it's a really great opportunity. You are going to experience some great things, and it sounds like you have already. And it's National Ag Week, so I think that's why this trip was planned, and that's why you're there now.
Yes, yeah, we're just trying to raise awareness. There's people from all over the country here, so really trying to advocate for all types of ag, small operations, large operations, specialty crops. All kinds of stuff, and just kind of increase the awareness. We've got the farm bill. They were supposed to have a markup for it this week based on the information we got last night. Don't know if that's going to happen this week, but that's definitely at the forefront of everybody's minds, is what's going to be in this farm bill. When are we going to get one passed? So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like, as I already said, great experiences and awesome that you had the opportunity to visit our nation's capital. Kara, how did you get involved with this group? Tell us a little bit about being a student at the U of I and what you're majoring in and just a little bit about your schooling.
Yeah, so I'm a junior in ag engineering. I kind of got into it because I found my passion for ag through 4-H and FFA in high school. But also really enjoyed math and science, so engineering, ag engineering seemed like a pretty good fit for me. And then on campus, I heard about the AFA organization, and they host different conferences and institutes. So in the fall, they host like a leaders conference, which is focused on a lot of professional and personal development, networking, and building relationships. And then what I'm on now is the Policy Institute, so they have like specially focused conferences with that, and I've really enjoyed working with the AFA organization. I'm getting ready to start a campus ambassador position where I'll advocate for the AFA organization on U of I's campus, as well as help in planning and facilitating some little events and conferences here and there. Other than that, I'm pretty involved on campus. Love going to U of I sporting events, even though we're not always the greatest at winning. Yeah, just really enjoying my time at school.
All right. Well, sounds great. And being a member of this club, it sounds like some professional development opportunities, and this is preparing you for some things after graduation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually got my summer internship. I'm going to be in an Oklahoma panhandle. I got that through the AFA organization, made lots of friends from all over the country. I mean, there's people from California, San Luis Obispo, all the way to Cobleskill and SUNY University. So all across the nation, lots of different people, and it's fun to run into them at other events. So definitely relationships that'll last a lifetime and networking opportunities that will carry far into the future.
I was going to say great networking opportunities from everything you're saying. Kara, you said, or I mentioned you're local. Where'd you go to high school? Where'd you grow up? I know some people listening have got to know your name and your voice, but talk to us about your childhood background.
Yeah, so I grew up in Morrisonville, in town, went to Morrisonville High School, graduated from there in 2015. Very involved in sports and FFA and 4-H and student council and pretty much all the clubs there. Kind of got my start in agriculture through 4-H and FFA, but then later on I worked at my cousin's farm and my uncle's farm, kind of more on the production side, so that was a great experience.
All right, so definitely have a strong ag background. It's so great that you get to talk about that in Washington, D.C. with our legislators. We're celebrating National Ag Week and National Ag Day. Kara, what would you say to someone if they asked you maybe why is agriculture important or why are you in D.C. this week? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, agriculture is so important. I mean, it really, everything we do, everything we touch, everything we eat, it all starts in agriculture. I mean, we wouldn't have the clothes we wear, the furniture we sit on, the food we eat without a hardworking farmer, rancher, producer somewhere in the world. And it's with only like less than 2% of the nation involved directly in like production, it's very important to advocate and be a voice for them as well, because it's such a vital part of our economy and of our lives, but not many people are familiar with how their food gets to the store, how their clothing gets on the rack.
And we do a pretty good job of it at home, don't we?
Yeah, I'm very thankful to grow up where I did, be exposed to the ag world, because it's such a close-knit community, and couldn't ask for a better history to work in.
Great. Kara, thanks for your time, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your time in Washington, D.C. Just for fun, is there anyone that you'd like to say hi to back at home that could hear this on WSMI?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my Grandma Margie. I don't know if she'll be listening, but hopefully she will be.
Kara Brokamp of Morrisonville visiting Washington, D.C. for National Ag Week and today, National Agriculture Day. Be sure to tune in throughout the day for special Ag Day giveaways from local businesses. We'll be announcing those opportunities this morning and into the afternoon. But for now, that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.